This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Member of Parliament Ralph Thorne has been sworn in as opposition leader. We hear why he crossed the floor. A senator dismisses rumors of her seeking to replace Mr. Thorne in the Christchurch South constituency. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated predicts strong summer arrivals this year. The Caribbean Public Health Agency is urging people to protect themselves against the adverse health effects of the Saharan dust. And Gaza says Israeli strikes kill 67 people in the overcrowded city of Rafah. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead.
I swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Barbados according to law. So help me God.
That was Member of Parliament for Christchurch South, Ralph Thorne, taking the oath of office as the new opposition leader of Barbados. Mr. Thorne was sworn in by President Dame Sandra Mason in the presence of the Clerk of the House, Pedro Eastmond, at State House this morning. Speaking with the media after being sworn in, Mr. Thorne said he could no longer keep silent on some of government's policies and that citizens have lost their right to express themselves freely. He explained why he crossed the floor.
Last year during the budget debate, my speech, I think, stood out for its deep criticism of government in terms of sending home some of the most vulnerable people in Barbados. Here was a government sacrificing the interests of the most vulnerable. And here was a government enfranchising a large cadre of Barbadians called consultants who live well, who eat well, who sleep well. And we were condemning the poorest and the most vulnerable people. Subjecting our children, who we took to school, to a survey which amounted to a grievous invasion of their privacy. That was legally and constitutionally and morally wrong. I am opposed to it, I remain opposed to it, and I will speak at length on it.
He also took issue with what he described as a powerful influence attempting to undermine his role as MP for Christchurch South.
That a lot of the legislation that is coming before the parliament, a lot of it, you will find these days that people are objecting to it. The government has lost the trust of people, and that is why you find the objection. It is almost instinctive. People are instinctively opposing the government in the public domain in terms of the legislation that it is bringing to parliament. From week to week, there was a powerful infiltration into Christchurch South against my political interests. And I say, give them time. Let them work. They cannot do it indefinitely. You cannot do mischief indefinitely. Powerful influences have been talking to people in my constituency over the last 2 years. Powerful influences have introduced alternate candidates into the constituency. This is known. Let us not pretend. And in those circumstances of infiltration and undermining, all of that adds to my alienation from the government.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. However, Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, has dismissed rumors of her seeking to replace Mr. Thorne in the Christchurch South constituency. Her comments came during the Brass Tacks Sunday program following a question from moderator Barry Wilkinson, who asked if there was any truth to her canvassing for the Christchurch South seat.
It has been said, Minister Knight, that you might be courting the Christchurch South seat for the BLP now. Is there any truth to that? And do you have an interest in courting that seat?
There's no space for me to contemplate any interest in the Christchurch South seat, Barry. There is still, as far as I am aware, now an MP. Once Mr. Thorne, as I said, would have to come out and make some additional moves. You know, my voice and the voice of what I understand to be this party as well, that I am part of, is one that exposes that in terms of integrity. I would never, never go into anyone's, a sitting member's constituency with the intention of canvassing where there is a sitting MP. I mean, I would never do that. It's not who I am as an individual, and it is not part of what I understand to be the ethos of how the Barbados Labour Party operates either.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. Meantime, during the DLP's branch meeting last evening, President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, says the party is open to the return of Senior Counsel Ralph Thorne to the party.
People have been asking me clearly, is Mr. Thorne coming to the Democratic Labour Party? Will we embrace him? Is he going to, well, I should say coming back, come home, because he was a member of the Democratic Labour Party. And you know, sometimes people send the bar around, you know where. So it would be a return home to the Democratic Labour Party, not a coming to the Democratic Labour Party. Two very different things. So let us be very clear on that. And I would be clear on this because I have started my presidency on the fact that this party is a big tent. This party is open to all to join.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. However, after the swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Thorne told the media he remains open to joining an opposition party.
I heard Mr. Yearwood last night. And look, I haven't come to play. I haven't come to this position to play a game. Government is in Parliament is a specific entity. The party of the government is a specific entity. Except that the government will discover they are a minority in this country. I say to you that it is my duty to represent all the interests of persons in this country who are not supportive of the government. They are entitled to a voice. The short answer is this. I am willing to listen to every voice, every interest, every lobby group, every business group, every trade union. That is how I come to Parliament. At this point in time, I cannot find myself residing within narrow political concerns. To be honest with you, I believe I should join a party. I think so.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated predicts strong tourism arrivals for Barbados this summer and expects continued growth in the Caribbean market overall this year. BTMI's new director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark, tells Starcom Network about the performance of the Caribbean market. He is speaking to Starcom Network News during a promotional tour in Trinidad, which is being undertaken in collaboration with the National Cultural Foundation.
I think with these direct routes and creating a matrix right across the Caribbean in terms of airline travel, it creates a greater facility for individuals to move freely and also to move at a lower. So connectivity is important, connecting one country to another. And then we are seeing some new carriers to be in. Just after COVID, there were just three basic airlines that were servicing the Caribbean routes. Within the last year in 2023, we were able to up that to about six. So we are seeing that capacity is being expanded. And what that does is also spread costs, the risk across various carriers, and that we are not just dependent on one carrier, that in the event something catastrophic happens, then the whole Caribbean is paralyzed.
The BTMI's new director for the Caribbean, Graham Clark. Two men will appear in court today, charged for a recent robbery, with one also being charged for using a firearm. 18-year-old Cy Gilding of Parishland Christchurch and 27-year-old Clarence Williams of No. 33 Coverley Terrace Christchurch have been jointly charged with robbery. Williams has also been charged with the unlawful use of a firearm and assault of Kevin Bradshaw and assault of Shaquille Bradshaw, while Gilding has been charged for endangering life. All offenses were committed on February 3rd at Parishland Christ Church. Both Gilding and Williams are scheduled to appear in the District B Magistrate's Court today before Magistrate Ward Sargent. The Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, is urging people to protect themselves against the adverse health effects of a Saharan dust plume covering many parts of the Caribbean. In a statement, CARFA Executive Director Dr. Joy St. John warned the Saharan dust worsens air quality and increases the levels of particulate matter in the air. She notes this could be hazardous, especially to small children, older adults, and people with underlying lung conditions and chronic cardiopulmonary diseases. St. John said that dust can also worsen the health symptoms of those who have asthma, allergies, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And finally, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says Israeli strikes kill 67 people in the overcrowded city of Rafah. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Rafah at the southern edge of the strip after months of fighting in Gaza. Israel says it carried out a wave of strikes. U.S. Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron urges Israel to stop and think seriously before taking more action, as there is nowhere for people to go in Rafah. Recapping the headlines. Member of Parliament Ralph Thorne has been sworn in as opposition leader this morning. We hear why he crossed the floor. A senator dismisses rumors of her seeking to replace Mr. Thorne in the Christchurch South constituency. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated predicts strong summer arrivals this year. The Caribbean Public Health Agency is urging people to protect themselves against the adverse health effects of the Saharan dust. And Gaza says Israeli strikes killed 67 people in the overcrowded city of Rafah. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Listen to latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Admin2 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.